Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing that to us. And I see more text messages coming in from people who have no electricity. Gerard is in Kilmore in County Galway. He says it's freezing this morning outside and inside, but he needs for nothing. He has the best neighbours, a wonderful brother, but many others in our wider community are not so fortunate, and they also are still not reconnected. He's asking people to check on isolated people who may have special and particular needs and have no power. But as for Gerard, he's going to be putting on the running gear and the running shoes to get the body temperature up. And he says that he has great respect for ESB network staff and frontline people. I'll just give you the WhatsApp number again. It's 0870 32 32 32. Now, the US President Donald Trump is moving ahead with these tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China. Canada and Mexico will happen in 30 days, he said. He's made it clear that the EU and Ireland are next. And as those tariff threats become a reality, there's now a scramble to figure out how our own exports might be impacted. KPMG estimates the levies could directly affect about a third of all Irish goods. Well, I'm joined now by Mary Sadlier, who's CEO of Cool Swan, and also Marco Forgione, who's Director General of the Chartered Institute of Export and International Trade. Mary, to you first, your own business. How much business do you currently do with the United States?
Hi, Claire. We do about 40% of our volume of our case sales would be into the US.
So it's hugely important then for Cool Swan.
Yeah, very much so.
So if tariffs were on the table, how much of an impact would it have on what you do?
Well, in the last administration, tariffs came in on Irish cream liqueurs. So we've been here before. The tariff at the time was 10%. And what happened was we had a ship on the ocean, just about to dock when he put the tariff on, and we had to find a substantial amount of money within 24 hours to pay us. And that's the issue with tariffs for a business like us. It's the terms and conditions. You don't get a chance. Like, it's paid immediately. It's a cash hit. Mm-hmm. And it's very, you got to set up if you're going to try and pass it through prices, which is very unlikely because they're trying to keep inflation down. If you try to pass it through prices, that can take months, a year. So you're taking that cost to your P&L the whole time.
And you're not getting it back?
No. No, you're
and
not
listen,
getting it back.
You survived that, Mary, the last time, but can you face it again?
No, you have no choice. I mean, I think for somebody like us, there's five of us in a shed down here, and we're making the most beautiful liquids that has ever come out of this country, and we built it from scratch. Like, we've no big backers, no deep pockets, just pure passion and persistence. And we're really good at what we do, so we will continue, but you know, when something like this comes in, you just don't have the financial cushion. That's the issue. And it's so immediate. It's the terms and conditions and the uncertainty and the sentiment. So you're just living in a tumble dryer. It's just, so you have to go with it. You're in the middle, in the eye of the storm is when you kind of just have to keep ploughing ahead, really.
Yeah, and a lot of people have talked about that uncertainty. And on the macro scale, uncertainty has an impact on the wider economic world. But for you, how does that impact you personally and the business, just having this hanging over you?
That's shocking. You know, it's hard to plan. You're constantly, you know, you're fighting fires the whole time. So it's quite, keeping your eye on your core business is difficult. And it's just that sense of, you come into work every day, and do you remember that movie, Lethal Weapon, and the guy used to always say, I'm too old for this shit. Like, you get to a point where it's getting really, really difficult to just take one knock after another, but you do it because you kind of have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the other option is just to give up, and I know you're not going to do that. In terms of what the government can do at this stage or what they are doing, what do you hope to see?
Well, two things we'd ask for. One is immediately, I would just say, could they start looking just internally at the cost base? We've an issue coming up with the spirits business where they're trying to put, we're looking to put labels on the back of bottles, and it's a public health issue. We get it, but it is a tariff because it is designed to slow down sales, and we're not against consumer information, but it's another layer of costs at a time when seriously we're facing enough headwinds. And like tariffs, who do they benefit? You know, what is the label actually going to achieve? And it's €1 a bottle. So I would just say, could the Minister for Enterprise please talk to the Minister for Health and all of us put our thinking caps on. And that brings me to my second request. We need to collaborate. Like, we're the front line. Business is the front line of whatever the federal administration in the US are going to do. But there's only, if this becomes a tsunami, we're all better off standing together, because this is outside our control. And I mean, it's one big feature of our business. We try to control the controllables. Mm-hmm. And they're becoming smaller and smaller. So it's that piece. But I would just say, just make sure, like, if we can keep the government in place for the next few years, if we can just keep that consistency and continuity. And just, we're going to have to battle everything that hits us. But that's what I'd ask.
All right. Mary, thanks very much for being with us. Mary Sadlier there from Cool Swan. Marco Forgione, as I said, is with us as well, who's Director General of the Chartered Institute of Export and International Trade. And Marco, I think the sentiment that Mary expressed there, the worry over what might be coming down the tracks, is one that will be shared across the board. What are your own thoughts on how Ireland could be affected by this?
Well, Claire, you could really sense in Mary's voice there the resignation and the frustration about what's going on. Because, as she said, it's businesses that are at the forefront of this. They're the ones who are going to bear the brunt of anything that happens. And for Ireland, I think that the potential for these tariffs and the impact of that is really quite considerable because of the trade balance with the US. You know, Ireland runs a significant surplus in trade with the US because of the brilliant products and services that are made in Ireland, the great demand that exists in the US for Irish products. And you know, President Trump has identified three key areas that he's looking to address with the EU. The first is around access for US car manufacturers into the EU market. The second is access for US agricultural production into the market, and the third is energy. But that is just the opening salvo. So I think that, you know, the reality is the EU has got to start the diplomatic channels quickly before any announcements are made by the president. Mm-hmm. And I think the announcement of the strategic economic board to be located in the US by the Irish government, I think, is a hugely positive initiative.
Now, you mentioned the trade surplus, which looks to be in Ireland's favour. The Irish government makes the argument that if you throw services into the mix there, that actually it's the US that has a surplus, and they're trying to make that argument in the United States. Do you think that that is something that Donald Trump will be open to seeing?
He might well listen to that, but the reality is that he's announced what he is trying to do is to drive manufacturing back into the US. This very determined, and it's a significant strategic plan that's being implemented, is to drive investment and to drive manufacturing back into the US. So the focus of the administration is on goods. They're less focused at this stage on trade and services. So that's why I suggest really strongly that the politicians and the administrators within the EU have to open up as many diplomatic channels as possible to try and seek to influence the decisions that potentially are going to be made with regards to tariffs.
And Marco, it's a fast-moving situation. And we saw overnight the US Postal Service has said that it's temporarily stopped accepting international packages from China and Hong Kong. They haven't said why. Do you think that could be related to the new Donald Trump rules?
It's very clearly an attempt to curtail the trade imbalance that China has. And look, the reality is that there are Chinese manufacturers, particularly Shein and Temu, who the president feels exploit the existing rules and regulations around something called the de minimis, so the level below which taxes and customs requirements aren't needed. So that's being removed. And then packages, so they're only accepting letters and flat packages into the US Postal Service from China. It's a very deliberate additional move on top of the tariffs already imposed on China.
Mm-hmm. And then let's talk a little bit about the UK, where you are. Donald Trump seemed to have a very conciliatory attitude towards the United Kingdom in all of this. Why do you think that is?
I think because the trade balance with the UK is much more balanced, and that the reality is that the UK has a different relationship with the US, separate now as it is from the EU. But bear in mind, there is no tariff imposed on the EU that won't have an impact on the UK economy. You know, we are close trading partners. The EU is the largest trading partner that the UK has. And anything that depresses the economy in the EU will impact the UK. But more importantly, our highly integrated supply chains mean that anything that affects the EU will also impact the UK. And Claire, there is the special status of Northern Ireland, which sits both within the EU Customs Union and the UK's Customs Union. So how Northern Ireland is impacted will also have a knock-on effect to the wider UK.
More Brexit complications, which nobody needs. Marco, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Marco Forgione there from the Chartered Institute of Export and International Trade. Now, coming up next, this widely hyped weight loss injection drug hits the Irish market. But what will it mean for people struggling with obesity?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.